I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The U.S. Senate unanimously passed a resolution this week that recognizes the, quote, full growth potential of the industrial hemp industry. But as 91.5 KRCC's Ali Budner reports, at the state level, real progress for hemp is still all over the map.
35 states, including Utah, Montana, Wyoming, and Colorado, allow for some level of commercial or research-focused hemp cultivation. Colorado's program is focused on promoting the crop for things like fiber, food, medicine, and even technology. Duane Sinning is with the Colorado Department of Agriculture. He says they started in 2014 with 1,800 acres of hemp.
Today we have over 21,000 acres registered.
Meanwhile, other Mountain West states are playing catch-up. Derek Grant is with the Wyoming Department of Agriculture. His state legalized hemp last year, but Grant says the program is at a standstill because of federal requirements.
We just don't have the funding available to ensure that producers are producing hemp plants that are under the THC levels.
For now, even where hemp is legal, it must remain under 0.3% THC, the psychoactive component prominent in marijuana. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ali Budner.
Peterson Air Force Base will lose 72 airmen and civilians. The change was announced yesterday and is a result of Air Force Space Command no longer overseeing computer warfare efforts. The Gazette reports the service's cyber component is moving from Colorado Springs to Virginia, where it will become part of Air Combat Command. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.